This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. Well, if you ever needed confirmation that both of our Oregon senators, Wyden and Merkley, represent only the Willamette Valley and certainly not anything south of Eugene, I have two classic examples for you today. I shared with you an event I attended several years ago at Oregon Tech, where both Senators Wyden and Merkley spoke. Both went on and on about saving the forests and creating new wetlands and protecting endangered species, and frankly, you could have heard a pin drop from the crowd. Someone obviously forgot to tell the senators that they weren't in the Willamette Valley. So Senator Wyden and Merkley, along with Earl Blumenauer, have written a letter asking federal regulators to investigate the Trump administration's order to remove some critical habitat for the spotted owl. That's right, the Trump administration deleted 3.4 million acres from spotted owl protection. That only leaves roughly 7 million acres of protected habitat for the bird. What's proposed for the 3.4 million acres removed? Well, logging, the lifeblood of rural Oregon. But not according to our senators. The environmental groups knocked on their doors, and of course the senators responded. Gee, why do you suppose that is? Rather than welcome much-needed relief from the overbearing and useless, I might add, restrictions on logging in favor of the spotted owl, nope, we need the support of environmentalists, so we're going to oppose this move. Now, just think, communities from the coast through Roseburg and south through Klamath Falls would have the ability to once again do responsible forest management. Just think, logging jobs would again be available, timber could be harvested, and the risk of wildfires could be reduced. But sadly, no. The environmental elites in Portland, Salem, and Eugene demanded our senators stop this nonsense, and they're trying to do just that. Just another example of Senator Wyden and Merkley representing just a tiny fraction of Oregon, namely the Willamette Valley. And if that weren't enough, now both of these mutts are introducing a bill to add 4,700 miles of creeks and rivers to the Wild and Scenic Rivers system. Basically meaning 4,700, that's right, 4,700 miles of creeks and rivers will be under federal protection. And we all know what that means. But here's the best part. They're crowing that nearly 2,500 Oregonians helped them make those selections. That's right, 2,500 out of 4 million Oregonians. What does that tell you about who they actually represent? And yes, some of those creeks and rivers are right here in our area. Just what we need, more federally mandated protections. As if the spotted owl and the lost river and short-nosed suckers' federal protections are some whopping success, which they're not, we're going to get more. Nope, it just proves what we've all known for a very long time. Both of our senators are simply in the bag for the environmental lobby and specifically the Willamette Valley. What's good for Klamath County, or for that matter anything south of Eugene, simply doesn't matter. Such representation. Or not. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View From Here.